Put a plug in for his middle time, and also we have this, you know, takes forever. Recession.
Sure.
We're in a paper, I think it's still seven, they just can't stay with flush.
Yeah.
Anyway, but see, but otherwise it was, you know, okay, good. It's always fun.
All right,
Thank you.
Switching hour. All right. All right, I'd like to declare the meeting in order, 5:06, we'll get started. Definitely we'll just start a quick round of introductions, we know who we all are, and I'll start, Rich Faith, Chair of DAB.
Eric Lewis, Public Works Director, City Engineer.
Rick Larson, Rookie Member, DAB.
Tom Royce, Ditto on the Rookie. My name is Vince Miles, Vice President of the Bolton Neighborhood Association.
Mary Baumgartner, Council, City Council President, and Transportation Advisory Board Liaison.
Jeff Cruz, DAB Member.
Greg Nicola, DAB Member.
All right, thank you all, so our first order of business, just to review and approve the October 23 summary notes, did we not do that last?
So we didn't have them ready last meeting, and so we said we'd bring them back for the next meeting, so we have the October minutes, but we're still working on the February meeting, so the next meeting we'll have February and April minutes.
We did approve some minutes, I thought we did, I thought we did.
We didn't have them.
We didn't have them, what?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I was gonna say, fresh, approve some minutes last session.
I actually had a copy of them in my notebook, because I questioned, there were two Tom Royces, and we're like, who's the other Tom Royce, and da-da-da-da, and then, Rick was not, or Royce was on there?
Yeah, I don't have my notes from last time, but I remember that we didn't have the minutes.
Okay, well, it doesn't hurt to reapprove them, even if we have already. Did folks have an opportunity to look at them again, other than the same comment I had last time about some unknown members of our group? If not, then I'll entertain a motion to approve the October 25th, 2023 summary notes.
So moved.
Okay, a second?
Second.
Tom seconds, any discussion, question, comment, if not, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, our minutes, notes from October 25th, 2023 are approved.
All right, it is twice.
That's all right.
That's okay.
We're getting good at it.
All right, public comments, I would like to qualify, this would be public comments that may be other than our agenda item that we'll be talking about. If you're here, if you're here to address us on the sidewalk infill and so forth, we'll take that, your comments at that time.
Thank you.
Unless there's anything other that you wanted to address. Okay. We have no one out on the screen, so I guess we can move right ahead then to our a major item of business, which is the sidewalk infill and prioritization. Before I get to comment, I guess I would just like to maybe ask the board here in terms of how, does anyone have any thoughts, ideas on how we want to approach this topic, or even Eric, if you have a strategy for us to how to tackle this topic, maybe we should try to lay that out now, and then we can get into more discussion.
It's a great question. I haven't given it a whole lot of thought. More or less, going to try to get through, maybe start with high priority list, and then we could, there's not a, we did go through it, and the green is what we've identified as being completed.
Right, right. Yeah, so we can pretty much cross those off, I suppose.
Yeah.
$0.29. What I was thinking, you know, in terms of the comments that we have heard in the past, it would seem to me that maybe the way we might want to tackle this is we would start with the low priority. I think the whole issue that we're facing is people would like to see these elevated, you know, whether they're low, medium, or high, they want to see them move to the top. Yeah. Some folks have indicated that. So if we maybe start with the low priority, and then I think what we need to establish is, have there been any changes on the ground in those areas or adjacent to those projects that warrant them getting a higher priority? And so basically our whole idea is to see if there are changed circumstances that would warrant elevating community projects. That was just one of the thoughts I had of how we may want to tackle this. And maybe before we do that, though, I would like to ask if anyone here knows how the priorities were established. In other words, when these were listed as high, medium, or low priority, what were the criteria that were applied?
Is there an extra one of the packets?
I can make another copy real quick. I didn't bring the DSP, but
well, I have it here, but it wasn't in.
No, I looked at the DSP.
You brought it last time, which
yeah, I didn't have time to get.
You brought it, showed us last time how the priorities came about. And these were the criteria that we met to make it high, and these are the criteria that were met to make it medium. And really the question for us is, are those criteria still valid? But they did go through that when they get the TSP, but I couldn't find it anywhere.
No, nor
it wasn't in the, I didn't read all 700.
No, but I looked under the,
it had a list of projects.
The closest thing that came to it was called strategy.
Yeah, that was
strategy.
We had last meeting. We put it on the screen.
Yeah.
And we shared. Okay. We shared.
Yeah, I was looking for that.
Remember it too. I remember. I thought it was pretty good. It went along the lines of what I was thinking. What I was helping you do is affirm or not affirm that those priority or those those rationale were still valid.
I think that's a valid.
And I had them. How you can meet up the list.
Okay.
I mean, it won't be very popular, but it would work.
There was some pedestrian counting that would involve was a criteria.
Right, and school right. routes was one. Right.
Yeah, right. Huh. So,
yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. Is it this?
No. I mean, that's the closest thing that I can
that's not
find.
That's the thing. We all remember it.
So,
crazy.
Yeah.
And, you don't remember it, though.
But I don't.
Well, I don't remember what it said. Exactly. But it wasn't in there. It wasn't in any of the appendices, but I scanned them all. No, while he's looking for that, I have one observation, and that is, looking at this list, there are so many projects that are considered high priority.
Yes.
And so little let's be real, we know the budget is low.
Yes.
When you have this enormous number of projects that are high priority in a small budget, to me it almost begs the question of, can we identify one or two projects that we could realistically get done in the next year or two and say, this is what we want to actually get accomplished? That's just.
Do you do a project a year?
Not really, no. Not a dedicated sidewalk. Right. We rely on development.
But I thought the idea was that council was considering dedicating some money to other sidewalk projects. That's why we're having this discussion, right?
It's a possibility. I mean, we have.
In other words, why talk about it if we're not going to?
Right. Well, the way I would look at it is this committee's got to make a recommendation to the council on starting to earmark some funds for sidewalk or multi-use path improvements. Mm-hmm. And you're right, we don't, that can be a step out of this committee and a recommendation. And if we don't get money, we're in trouble. But, you know, it's time to kind of review that amongst the city, because there's a lot of new things that have happened since this study, in my opinion. So.
I guess it's a little bit of a chicken and egg thing. I mean, we need to determine what we're talking about as far as projects. And it's true, the budget is very constrained.
Right.
So, but we do need to be responsible and maintain public access.
And I think there's also a factor in this is that some of these projects would be basically under the control of the city to initiate, you know, certainly if they were adjacent to the city-owned property, then the city would have the primary responsibility to do them. Other projects, you're basically looking at the property owner and or vacant land that's going to be developed. And so another question is, what is the trigger point? What would trigger where there's a gap in a sidewalk in front of an individual home for that property owner to have to do it? That's another element to this, because the city doesn't want to go in and, you know, kind of cherry pick, oh, here's a property owner that doesn't have a sidewalk, we should go ahead and do it just because it will finish this out, you know, in fairness to others, perhaps. So I think that's something we have to consider as well. Well, there are a lot of different factors here.
Yeah, I mean, that your scenario, coming up Salama, we've had the question of, well, you're not going to continue that path or that sidewalk up on that.
Beyond Barrington?
Yeah, we're crossing there, and it's like, well, it would make sense to do that, but that parcel right there that backs up Salama is still a county parcel. And so to acquire the right of way and
On. Yeah. So you're banking on that property coming into the city and someone developing it. And right. At that time, they will put in the sidewalks. Yes,
exactly. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, in 2016, we had $21 million. Mm-hmm. It's 8 years ago. You can figure it's probably double by now.
It's $40 million.
And we have the high median effective map shows the high median priority.
Well, another thing we've talked about, and maybe this is something we can recommend as a committee, is, you know, not every one of these projects has to be a full-blown sidewalk with concrete, the curbs, all that stuff. It can be a multi-use path.
That's actually in the plan.
Okay.
The plan calls for shared shoulders. Not ideal, not safe, you know,
right?
Because cutting over the shoulder, running you over.
Yeah.
But it does call, it does allow in certain instances shared shoulders.
And it would get us something to get going, perhaps, like I'll finish it. So I drove over on Lake Oswego the other day. There's a lot of places with just blacktop paths. So I think it's something we should think about, and we could really stretch our dollars if we kind of had a recommendation on that from the committee. And I don't know what engineering thinks about that. That would be fine.
They're more maintenance than concrete because they don't last as long.
We still have drainage issues. We still have.
They're cheaper up front, more expensive.
Eric, do those meet ADA requirements?
You could make them meet ADA.
And I was just watching the city council presentation on the Cedar Oak, City for us, the school, and what the technical guy there said was that the asphalt path takes a deeper base under the asphalt to make it steady. And it's essentially being very little in cost savings because you have to put in a deeper, thicker base than you do with a little more concrete.
So, I mean, in terms of what you said, Jeff, we don't have to really change anything. The transportation system plan already, which has been adopted by the council, already allows it.
in the circumstances, unless you want to say that's a priority over concrete sidewalks, which you can put your say in.
I'm not saying that in every instance, but I mean, to, yeah. Well, I mean, there's a there's an asphalt path right in front of my house.
Right.
It's been like 25 years.
Right.
And it's has never been fixed. It's fine. So again, I'm just trying to see if there's a way we can get something with you here.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be the cattle. And it doesn't have to be sidewalks down both sides of the street. Let's get one side of the street. Right. So anyway.
Well, that may be one of the criteria we want to look at as far as prioritization is if sidewalks are apps on both sides and it's possible you could get on one side, maybe that should be looked at over something where we really feel sidewalk on both sides would be higher.
And maybe one of the priorities is if the neighbors want it, because a lot of people don't want sidewalks. Say they do.
Some areas, some neighborhoods
put them in.
Yeah.
Take it, one, go into your yard. We're going to have to cut the bushes down that you buy. And I have to do things. It's even if it's in the public right away, because you're not going to like.
I'm still trying to
understand where these.
Where I didn't get right to hell, but I went right to. I might run over my notes. Do we want to table that real quick and let Vince?
Yeah, I was gonna once we kind of had these preliminary round here, I was gonna go ahead and for public comment and let Vince address it. So
I just ask a clarifying question just on the document here.
Sure.
Incomplete status. Does that represent unstarted? What does that represent as a?
Yeah, it means we haven't. There is no project started.
That's what I thought.
And then. By the same token, if it says partial, does that mean part of that project has been completed and there's still some remaining, or the project is a partial project, I guess?
No, like a development would have come in and you would have done.
So there has been some of the gap has been filled in, but not the entirety. Okay.
All right. Orphan sidewalk.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Vince, why don't you go ahead and.
The main objective for me being here is to listen into your discussion on potential sidewalk infill projects. Yeah. And I'm hoping that the board received and have had the opportunity to read the email that I sent regarding, I think it's identified as P55 or the
improvement
project.
Right, on A Street.
That's correct.
Right. High school.
Yeah, correct.
Two houses.
Yeah,
two houses.
Yes, yes, we did get that.
Okay.
And it appears to me that this is testimony that you had also submitted maybe back in when the TSP was.
Yeah, long ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I submitted the or letter to council. I'm advocating for pedestrian improvements for West Bay.
Yeah. It was from that supplemental material that you provided in your testimony back in 2016 or whenever it was.
2019.
2019 was it?
Yeah.
Okay. It appeared that was before they had fixed this parking problem on A Street. The students or high school kids were parking and basically blocking the bike path.
Yeah, the construction of the west lot on the campus of Westland High School has alleviated the situation some, but when there's a extracurricular activity in the high school or at the end of the school day, there are mostly parents that are parking in the bike lane on the what would be the southwest side of West Bay. So when pedestrians or cyclists approach that area within a block or two of the high school, they have to still go out in the southbound.
I
traffic lane to avoid the vehicles that obstructed the cyclists. There's
okay. So it hasn't been fully addressed. In other words, even the parking situation, because there still remains events that.
Yeah. In fact, I would dare to say that the construction of the west lot, the new park lot, has encouraged even more students to drive to school. Because I live on K Street, and every day there's at least 18 students that park on the street, on K Street, on one side of the street. And Terrace Drive is, I mean, most of the vehicles that park on Terrace Drive during the course of school belong to students.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I guess while we're in this public comment period of our meeting, I'd like to also ask Eric concerning the resolution that was shared with us concerning Jolie Point Road.
Right.
That and it was apparently was submitted to be entered into the record for this meeting. So. Or am I mistaken in terms of why it was?
I think that came from you too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I came in while I was out of town. And
right.
I had a chance. Mayor Vilas Dosti had replied to the email that he wanted to circle back with John Williams and I and
okay.
discuss next steps on that.
Okay, so that's something that we really need to concern ourselves with for now.
For now, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially since we don't have it.
We
can get it on the agenda.
Okay. Well, I know it wasn't on the agenda, but I thought it just came under the general category because it seemed like it was submitted because we were going to be talking about site. But you're right. It's different. It's more about speed humps and so forth. I do have a related question though, and that is that normally these kinds of questions or request would have been handled by the Traffic Safety Advisory Board. And I, according to the city's website, that committee is no longer active.
No. So
it says.
Yes, it's not citizens.
No, I understand. But it, no, I mean, when you, I looked it up right. on the website and it just says no longer active.
Are you thinking of the
Public safety.
Oh, is that different than traffic safety? Maybe. Okay.
And that, am I correct? That one was formed from the police
station. Oh.
I don't know because that's a little bit predating me.
Okay.
Okay.
So, but I do believe the Public Safety Advisory Board was in operational for several years, and I don't know if it was related to the building of the new police station, but that it was not functioning since I've been on council.
Okay.
Yeah. But that traffic is safety different. Is different.
Yeah, but
it's still ongoing.
I stand correct.
And Dan, who started the Jolie Point discussion, has been in and
had
a discussion. We've talked to him about traffic safety. So.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to be clear about whether or not that was something there. Taking over for them or what was happening. Okay, fair enough. All right. So what were your
finance?
Did you want to go see if you have those?
Yeah, why don't we let him go?
Well, is there anything on the list?
I still like to listen.
Oh, yeah, I think he just wants to listen.
Okay, if you're going to prioritize the low priority ones, not many. I don't see three.
No, I know. That's why those could be very quickly disposed of.
Only three guys.
Okay. That's how I saw it. Let's take the easy coverage words, baby.
Yeah. You're at the top.
Yeah. I think you're going on. All right. So stupid.
It's
wrong. I have to try to drive around.
I
do the same thing. Boy, don't go to the old ones. But if enough of us.
where was this?
It's on Rosemont.
Yeah, Rosemont.
Between Wild Rose to Summit. And it's not that they're deep pockets. obstacles. It's just that they're lines up.
Yeah.
So it's like driving an obstacle course.
Yeah.
And then you're not looking at it. See.
Mind me. There's a lesson there.
And then you're not seeing me walking my dog on the shoulder because there's a sight.
Well, you're dodging potholes.
Well, you're right. Yeah, that's well, no, that's
the best. Did you run these off the list? Did you run these off? Did you bring this packet? Or is this some, from someone else?
No, I brought them.
Okay.
Yeah.
You find it?
It's that, that's what I had printed out was that strategy
stuff. No, no.
And it, because it says provide continuous pedestrian facilities along all arterial and collecting entry.
Do you know your standards when you actually see it?
And what criteria made up a high case, a medium case, and a low case? Yeah. I mean, because it doesn't tell you what.
This is what I.
Oh, maybe you need to make one up.
Right, continuous pedestrian facility along all arterial and Collector Street.
Was that a scoring?
Provide access to essential destinations such as transit stops and services, schools, parks. Provide access to Metro's regional pedestrian network, trails, greenway. Prioritize pedestrian improvements on streets that provide the greatest benefit to the transportation system.
But does that say that that's the strategy for high?
No, it doesn't.
See, and when he had told us what was high, what
well, maybe it? Clark brought those.
Did we like? I don't remember that
was here at our last film.
I did you wrong.
Mark, he's in the stand.
Oh, okay.
He sat in, but
I don't recall myself, frankly.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is we do, you really do need to know what puts you in a high priority category, what puts you in a medium, and what puts you in a low.
Right.
And I know we have it. I just, because somehow, hey, Gilson did this, somehow it was developed, right? It exists.
Yeah, I would certainly think so. They didn't just arbitrarily assign it. They must have went through some kind of a process.
And so we need that. We must go ahead and say whether we.
So that would be something that the council adopted?
Yeah. That's how they got, because they adopted the trend. Now the transportation system plan is up for renewal. Right? We're going to work on it. So this is going to actually happen again. So,
are they going to commence? Mary, are they going to commence an update on the TSB?
I'm not sure exactly when.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, ideally every 10 years, but sometimes
they talked about this.
Yeah.
Right.
My experience is
it's
hard to keep those
schedules, pretty expensive.
Particularly if you're dependent on getting state grants to do it.
Right.
Not everyone can get those, that money, so.
You know, to me, it seems like, you know, we've heard a lot from some people about safety, right? And we've talked about moving that forward as a group. Did we not actually make a recommendation and vote on one of those?
19th. I think it was 19th.
And what became
and
of that?
And the one, what's that, 9th?
Well, we didn't vote on Duke. That's the ones we heard from. We voted on having you look at the gaps, and we didn't vote on moving the
project. No. I don't think we said no. Just that they should be studied. I think
I knew we did something.
Right. So we specified that they should be studied.
And the lady Chelsea, I believe, was here last time and asked what the status was.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
So to me, we have this overarching
Chelsea Lynn
safety issue, right? That we hear from groups. We have, I think we want to encourage people as a transportation mode to walk in West Lynn, right? Ride bikes, get out of motor vehicles if we can. So to me, and we've got no money to do anything unless somebody helps. So I guess the question is, how do we start to move something from the council perspective, Mary, that would kind of resonate, say, well, this is something we want to really
start prioritizing those sort of, is that a change?
No, I'm putting this to Mary first. Can we hear from her?
Well, I can't speak for the whole council.
Right.
So it's an ongoing conversation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what I'm hearing you say is that this council want to kind of create a new focus on active transportation infrastructure.
Right.
Away from maybe such car centric or, you know, so do we want to resurface streets or do we want to build sidewalks? Is that what the question you're asking?
It could be.
I mean, I'm personally for that. I mean, it's a challenge because you get into conversations about levels of accessibility, the fact that Westland is steep hills. And so, you know, that has to factor into the conversation pretty early on as far as, you know, not every neighborhood is created equal for active transportation accessibility from just the topographical standpoint, just the steepness of things.
Sure.
So, but I personally, I mean, I have said this in every conversation that's about transportation, generally speaking, is we need to get out of cars. So, but that's a big conversation because we are very reliant on cars.
Right.
And so we have a system that's very car-centric, generally speaking. We've talked a lot about getting last mile shuttle. We've talked about working better with TriMet. I mean, the buses are empty. We can't ask TriMet to give us more bus lines and then expect it to realistically happen because the ridership is very low.
Right.
I mean, that's just not financially feasible for them. Mm-hmm. So although this conversation was generated partly due to tolling, because we were going to tolling conversations saying, well, we don't have transit alternatives here in Westland. If you want to get people out of cars and off out of congested freeways, for instance, and then everybody's going to be on our surface streets, what are we going to do? What are our alternatives? So TriMet gave us a new line, and so that's the first time that's happened in quite some time.
Right.
But I don't want to get off too far off the topic of sidewalks. So
okay.
Back to sidewalks.
You know, another consideration here, going back to what you're saying, Mary, about the steepness and so forth. But, you know, there's kind of a new invention that seems that is taking popularity, and that's these electric scooters and electric bikes. And
yeah.
I see more and more kids doing all over the city on these things.
That's like you doing it.
If I'm going to bike, I'm going to bike the old invention. No, I mean, seriously, I think that this is going to become even more and more popular, and
yes.
These hills will not be the obstacles that they have been in the past.
Not for everyone.
No, I mean,
yes,
you're not going to have the 80-year-old grandmothers.
Exactly. I mean, we want to make sure in those cases, if we're talking about factoring in these electric scooters and other powered bicycles, and they're looking more like dirt bikes, some of them to me, that are, you know, trail ready, and
right.
When we're talking about speeds, then we're going to be having other safety conversations too, because
sure.
A sidewalk or bike path that's built to accommodate active walking and cycling isn't necessarily maybe safety designed for the speeds and
concerns. Where do they belong?
Motorized bicycles.
Is the question.
So,
where should they be?
But I do agree that they're creating another aspect of choice and, you know, potential usability or alternate transportation on hills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Salamo is no longer such a challenge for a person like me who might get on my electric bicycle and go up to Safeway, which I might not. Pedaling a bicycle, just to be honest.
True. Okay.
Because I've been thinking about this for a long time. How do we move these sidewalks up and also deal with the equity of it? Because I'll go back to it. I've paid for two sidewalks in this community, paid for it myself. It's not part of the lie. It's part of my, just like the roof on my house. So, you know, I have a little bit of resentment when
and we say, hey, Greg, your monthly transportation fee is going to pay for sidewalks for somebody that didn't pay for them, right? As well as the fact that I do have to use my car. I can't drive it over the roads because it's in such tough shape. So I was thinking, how would I have done it? And I always think that we all have a little skin in the game. And so the thought is, how did you move up this list? How do you move up the list? And how do we move up the list as a city when we want regional funds? We put some of our own money in, right? That's how we do it. So I thought, okay, this is just the idea that the dynamics haven't worked out. But if you are in a low category and you wanted a street or a sidewalk, and assuming we had money in the first place as a community, and we thought, and I thought it was great to do it, I'm going to part of my transportation monthly fee, I'll go to pay for the sidewalk, clear me on, and whatever, but there's always community. You'd pay 75% of it, and we as a community would pay 25%. If you were a median priority, you'd pay 50%, and we'd pay 50%, and the community would pay 50%. And if you were a high priority, you'd pay 25%, and we'd pay 75%. Now, you could wait on all these until the city at some point in the bazillion years had enough money to pay for it. But if you really wanted that sidewalk, it's really important to your neighborhood, then we could do that. I mean, back when I had a job, we used to do things like local improvement. I've talked about this before. Local improvement districts are still allowed. There's 30-year bank loans, tax-free, and you form this district, and everybody along that area that benefits would pay in the property taxes that shows up. And that's how you get your sidewalk. Because I think we're going to have this conversation for a long time. We don't have the financial resources to do, unless we do it, unless we put some in the bond, the rec center bond, or whatever the bond measure we're looking at, which is not what we did last time for some of the Cedar Oak. That would be, let's cancel the community size. We've got to put some money in. But even at that, I'm sure it would go to the high priority projects, right? That's what we do. So how do you get there? I mean, it's a legitimate question. And that's what I've thought about at night, laying awake thinking about this. That would be a thing to do.
Yeah. In some cases, that might
that works for like a workable 19th Street. You know, it's a big whole thing that doesn't have anything.
I was going to say 19th Street is probably one where that isn't going to happen.
They wouldn't want to do it.
Right. Well, because there's so many different property owners that you're never going to get agreement forming an OID.
Well, again, that shows whether they want that, right?
Who wants it are the parents of the kids that have to walk the street.
True.
The average citizen that lives on that street, I'm sure they don't want to dish out money for it.
I thought that's who was talking to us, were the people. Street. I thought that's who it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Okay.
I think she was on 19, yeah. And I had to explain that Austin was a higher priority.
Right, 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 right.
If we were going to do sidewalk, maybe
we could go on to Austin. It's right by us.
Okay. Well,
I grant you, people aren't going to want to do it. Because they want somebody else to pay for it. That's our nature.
Yeah. Well, I think data has to come into play at some point too, because, I wasn't at the council meeting session Monday, but I listened to it and that neighborhood wants with the addition of the Cedar Oak sidewalk, wants RRB, which we've heard before, and requests a lot at the traffic safety level. But first we need to get out there and do some counts and see if it's the addition of, you just go put it out there,
right?
Making it all the way stop because it seemed like the right thing to do. We had some engineers do some data collection and figure out, okay, short term, put it all the way stop. Signal is warranted. Someday you can do a roundabout, but as far as pedestrian counts, we put the other crossing there so that now there's. But Yeah, just plug in the data, so that's got to come in. I like your idea of having that split, and if you wanted to move up, how it would break down, it seems.
Otherwise, what would make you move up over somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
And at some point, it'll become, well, if enough of us come down, then we'll move up. I suppose that's another way to do it, you know, but the fact is, not really fair. So this way. Mm-hmm. And then it addressed, and I don't know that this was 25, 50, so I don't know, yeah, that's right. It's just the idea that it's skin. And we don't have any money. So those are the two things.
We don't have any money. There's no contingency money in the budget or is
so not set aside specifically for sidewalk infill projects. They're all identified for other capital projects. But that's not to say this next budget cycle we can do something different.
But we, you know, in that case, still we don't have a lot. So that's what I'd say. That's what we'd be putting in our 75 or our 50 or our 25. That's where I'd be putting that in. If somebody imagined it doesn't work. 90 doesn't work if there's two. If there's two houses,
it's a yeah.
It doesn't work. I mean, it still begs the question: why am I paying for their sidewalk?
Yeah, and it seems I'd like to ask Vince a question. In your mind, who should be responsible for putting in those two infill properties? Who should be responsible for doing that?
I think everybody that contributes funds for the city to spend, I think it
all taxpayers.
I think it's the community, because everybody uses it. It's not just going to be the homeowner that's going to benefit from sidewalk infill. It's going to be whoever walks and uses that sidewalk, they're going to benefit. It could be somebody from Robinwood or from Willamette or Hidden Springs. Whoever walks on that portion, on that sidewalk infill, they're going to benefit.
Bowling on our sidewalks.
So that's going to say. There's a farm that comes down. That's right.
Okay. I appreciate your honesty about that. Okay. I'm sure others would disagree, but that's certainly a valid point of view.
But up until now, how's funding been allocated? Is it from like general obligation bonds?
Some of it.
Okay.
With that geo bond, yeah.
So in that 2018 bond, there was about $1 million. It was a little bit more allocated later on by council, so 1.2. For safe routes to school project. Mm-hmm. And so the highest priority project on that list was the Cedar Oak sidewalk, which we're currently designing. But like I said, we've never, the emphasis is in the last, since I've been here, in 11 years, has been dealing with Greg's other issue is the road conditions.
How we were sold on the transportation fee. Historically, 95% of the sidewalks in the city were put in by development when people built their own houses or commercial developments.
So, we haven't done that, now that I think about it, in this piece down here on Salamo. We connected that so that on the west side of Salamo, going down the hill from Weatherhill to Bland, we did that in like 2014.
Was it the community that paid for it, or was it the residents that live in that neighborhood?
No, it was the city. Okay. Yeah.
What year?
2014. It was right after I first started. It was in conjunction with the water line that we did, but streets funds paid for it. So we haven't done them, it's just pretty rare.
All right, where are we?
Yeah, where are we? I mean, you know, we don't know how we got our priorities.
Yeah, you're starting about that.
But that's one, and if our priorities don't change, then we still have the ones that are high or high, they're just where they are.
Well, I still think, you know, maybe something we could do is, looking at the map, identify areas where there have been significant changes that might at least allow us to focus on projects in that area. I mean, the fact that we do have a new middle school, that, you know, that's a significant factor, and.
Yeah, I look at the Austin Monroe, they're considered a medium priority, and that's feeding that middle school. So why would that be medium when it's feeding that new middle school?
It wouldn't have been today, but when this was done in 2016, it wasn't.
You're talking about doing that reprioritization.
Well, I'm not, at this point, I'm not even saying to reprioritize, I'm saying at least identify on the map, and then it begins, you know, to narrow the focus and the projects in that area, and we can say, okay, these projects, let's take a closer look at these projects, and which ones do indeed, you know, need to be given higher priority, or even if they're high priority now, should they go to the top of the high priority? I don't know.
High priority.
We like, we just circle areas around the school.
Yeah.
It's the only one that changed the Boston.
Sunset got remodeled.
Right, but it only shows up as high priority.
What about parks? Was Douglas Park was already in, wasn't it? That's a newer park in my neighborhood that I think.
I don't know. I don't know. Want sidewalks to it?
Mainly it's access to residential neighborhoods, so I think sidewalks are already in there. Don't recall if there's any problems with that. Yeah, maybe at the middle school is the only thing that pops out.
It's not very concerning. Data on, I mean, safety keeps getting brought up too, you know, by the groups with concern. And is there any, have we had any incidents of safety related?
I hear once in a while, a few months ago, I guess maybe it was last year now, there was an issue on Suncrest in Valley View.
Oh, yeah.
Where the report was that somebody got hit on a scooter. We did end up doing a count out there and the addition of a stripe crossing was warranted. But it turns out that if I remember correctly, the kid on the scooter rode out in front of the car. So there's, we don't hear a lot of issues. PD comes to us once in a while, but
yeah.
It's more of a speed sign related, or I don't hear a lot of, I mean, one of the issues that, how many Dan's is standing here? They go,
A's?
A's. He pointed out that safe routes for all, or safe streets for all. It's a federal grant, and it was the first I'd heard of it. And he said, "I'm here to take advantage of it." Everything. And, I had a meeting with Kittleson because I saw a thing they had put out a while later about other cities that had taken advantage of this grant, and I was like. And one of them was Safe Routes, and I was like, great. So I met with Mark and had a discussion. And like a lot of grants that we do apply for, we just don't qualify. It's one hand, it's a bummer, but their emphasis is on safety, and we just don't have the high count of casualty incidences that, which is a good thing, right? And so they really put an emphasis on that, and so we wouldn't even have qualified for any kind of money to to put towards that. But yeah, I know there was a cyclist killed on, is it Hidden Springs or Pimlico several years ago. I don't ever hear about pedestrians. Does council get?
No. I mean, not that I'm being directly funneled information on. I think that, I'm not sure about what you're referencing there about the cyclist getting killed, but.
It was Hidden Springs.
Well,
I think it was more than seven.
No, oh, I said several. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's killed. But you know, that's not even relevant to
same.
People along these, yeah, same routes of school. That, you know, they're going to say, well, what is it going to take? A child being killed before you're going to.
Yeah, that's what
you can tell. Yeah, you know, it just doesn't
right.
just play out well.
Well,
although that does factor into prioritization of grant. And that's, I think, funding is what Eric was referring to there, is that there are situations where a frequency of accidents, unfortunately, yeah. is what triggers some, exactly. Yeah, right. I mean, I remember hearing just, you know, there are Portland references. But
right. Sure, yeah.
So.
Well, even if we did one project a year, very good.
Oh, the other one we did do the skyline sidewalk up from high school.
Oh right.
Oh yeah, you did. That's right. By the water tank and all that. You did that
again. That was part of the water project.
Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah, but in all of these instances, it's again because it really does fall kind of on the city's. Shoulders for responsibility because right. it's adjacent right. to city property.
By the park.
Yeah.
And we didn't go by somebody's house.
I mean, 19th Street, even if, you know, the city says, yeah, I really should have a sidewalk there and it's high priority. But the city generally isn't going to take that on to do it, I guess, unless there's the will of the people or the council to. Do it.
And quite frankly, I would want to see some actual numbers, which change all the time. So there's maybe there's 10 students walking. I'm just making up a number. Maybe it's more. I don't want to make anybody angry. But
yeah.
This year or this coming year, but maybe it's only 3 in a couple of years, just because of the way demographics happen and people age out of going to a certain school. And then maybe there's no one in the neighborhood going that route. So just to do it because of, I mean, I appreciate people coming and bringing a concern to council, but we need to take that into consideration and then also say, well, where else might there be a need for a sidewalk and people just aren't coming by some chance? So we need to go other than just by people coming and saying, we want a sidewalk right here this year because that's the reason. I mean
we are taking a different approach. When I first started, the developer would come in and you had mentioned the sidewalk to nowhere.
Orphan
sidewalk. And we would allow them to do a fee in lieu. Well, that never panned out either because, we asked the developer to go to 3 contractors and get quotes and we'll analyze it. And it just didn't work out because they, one, knew they weren't going to get the job, so they're just throwing numbers on there. And two, we as the city can't go and then build that sidewalk for that price per square foot or whatever. And so it never worked out. And so a few years ago, I think they came up with work with planning, and I don't know if you were in council or not, but we said, okay. Because then we went away, we're like, no more being plans. And so we're like, build it. And that's probably why you see some orphan sidewalks. Then we looked at it again and said, okay, if it's within, let's say, a quarter mile of pedestrian generator, let's build it. Or a gap in one of those sidewalks, let's build it. The other thing we're doing with development is, like, there's a partition or subdivision actually on Upper Mid Hill off of Merrillhurst. And there are existing lots that front Upper Mid Hill. And so they would have had to do that, their frontage. And I was like, well, why don't you take that linear footage and just the border Merrillhurst as well? Let's build the sidewalk on Merrillhurst, because that's the part that needs it. And then we had their engineer draw plans, because it was going to end up being like a block short of landing down Enfield Drive at the bottom of the hill. So there's a chance we could get a piece of sidewalk on the corners, which you remember the last meeting
we had something from
you. Yeah, that would, I don't even know if Merrillhurst is on this.
Yeah, it's in your transportation system. Yeah, see, it's a.
But, well, not really. It's PAB 10195. So it would be way down the list.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like P80. The numbers don't mean they're right.
Oh.
They're just trying to find. I don't know how the numbers got.
Yeah, I'm trying to check that. The numbering doesn't mean you read. It's a high.
It's high.
Yeah. It's just a project number. P80.
I don't know how. Yeah, I. Hey, Greg, I found this other thing in the appendices, but it doesn't say how. How was that something to do with roundabouts, was it?
No, it was for sidewalks, because I thought, well, this is great. All we need to do is say we still like it.
And it specifically was tied.
I mean, somehow they had to come up with how to make it.
No. Well, this
last one. I wasn't here. I was on the TV set, but I remember seeing
what I can see on the screen.
Of us shared your screen. Just like I was feeling. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
That's a good point. You can do that. All right. Good job. This is all
action item.
Action item. Ready.
Sorry, dude. I thought. I don't know where else to look.
I think that was up for a while. That looks a little bit familiar.
It does to me too.
Yeah.
Looks familiar to me. I was thinking to myself, those are the things that I had in mind before I came to the meeting.
Yeah, I remember seeing something about a pedestrian count, and I just laughed at myself because it was out in front of my house on Rosemont. There was like one person counted. And that must have been in a snow blizzard or something.
There's a lot of people on that street. It was like, what's that about? You know?
That was something you found in the pedestrian.
Yeah, I remember seeing it somewhere, just like everybody else seen it, but I can't remember where. But I thought it was in that plan somewhere. So,
anyway. I mean, it also begs the question, if you have the money, which project would you do? What if you put money into it? I mean, GeoLaw. So which one of these are you going to pick? It's kind of law.
Right.
That's
how do we determine that?
Right.
You know.
I think that 103 projects. Yeah, I would make 75 or 80 of them high priority.
Yeah.
I said
it's really high. No, absolutely.
You designate high.
Absolutely, yeah. That's an interesting hypothetical. You were showered with a couple million dollars and said, here, I want you to build some sidewalks.
What would be your recommendation?
Well, how would you decide where you're going to do it?
A couple million dollars, that would do two of the projects down the same routes to school, because they were $1 million project.
So, could you prioritize it based on how much infill is maybe needed and based that on how expensive it would be, as opposed to a mile long section of sidewalk. And consider its proximity to schools.
Yeah.
Same thing.
It could, that certainly be
another
expedition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to reach out to Kittleson as well.
Ask them too, if they have any criteria for any suggestions or what do other cities do or other governments do that prioritize between high, medium, and low? And is it a rubric that comes up with a numeric score, or is it just a more general, here's a bunch of words and apply your common sense and say, well, this one's higher than that?
Well, in 8 years, Kittleson may have actually improved their the way they do it. They're like the leaders in this country. Yeah. So they may have gone to more of a
template. Must exist.
I said
the template must
exist. Right. I
reinvent something. So somebody else a good idea. I think in order for us to come up with a game plan how we're going to move forward on this topic, maybe we need to lay out the steps of what we want to look at. And it sounds to me like the first order of business would be we need to get that prioritization criteria and study that. And then once we have that, we can maybe begin focusing on specific projects. Or do you see another step in here? I guess I'm kind of soliciting some feedback here in terms of what the steps ought to be.
The next step would be, what's changed in the city? How many more people do we have? The new school, what's the change since 2016? There's been change, right? There's a lot more people, I think, out. So some of those counts probably are a little obsolete.
Yeah, but so I don't know whether we want to get into, will we be able to actually look at the data behind the criterion?
Maybe not, but let's just think about what's changed in West Lyon.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, clearly, you know, school, yeah. A new school is something, right, that has to be evaluated. Or
like Greg's neighborhood, there's look at all those houses
in subdivision,
right?
Yeah, the problem.
You got a crosswalk across Parker.
Yeah, finally. But we did all of Rosemont from Salomo all the way up to where it connected, and they did a separate bike path. So it's all the place,
right? So anyway, sorry, Bruce, but I mean, as a follow up to that. So,
I mean, what's the end plan for it? What's the goal here in terms of our involvement in this issue, and what is it that we want to be able to at the end say, yeah, we've done our work. And
I would definitely agree with you that let's get the criteria for prioritization established. And I guess it'd be something we'd have to recommend to the council that they adopt or include in the next TSP or part of the process's work. And then the other thing I think maybe would warrant at least some discussion or consideration in that prioritization activity is, what do you do where there's two houses, where there's no sidewalk? Like, long stretch of sidewalk, and there's these two houses that have been here since a long time, and sidewalks weren't required when they were built. How do we just leave that until those houses fall down in 40, 50 years from now, or do we take care of
the problem? That's where I was. I guess earlier I was wondering, what is the trigger? What would trigger the owner being required to put a sidewalk in? Is it a remodel over 25% of the value of the house? Is it a complete rebuild?
Is there something in the code
now? This goes back to several years ago when we had discussions about.
It gets tricky with a single family home.
There's my understanding.
If you expand,
it's my understanding that because building permit, but not just any building permit, but a building permit to make certain improvements would trigger the need then.
But you get into the nexus and proportionality.
Yeah, no,
it's true.
Yeah,
does it have to do with expanding the square footage of the house?
It's not that simple.
It's okay.
There'd be a lot of remodeling, you might do repairs. You know,
yeah.
You have to get a building permit for it,
Yeah, I don't know, for some reason I thought it, if it, the amount of the improvement exceeds a certain percentage of the value of.
We've had people, there's a house down by, Willamette Primary, I remember it was just a little hot, and they remodeled it, and they basically kept like two walls up.
Yeah.
And that's the front entryway now, and there's a 4,000 square foot house there.
Yeah.
Maybe not that.
Okay, well.
Yeah. But I, we have never made somebody, you know, oh, there's a gap here. They went to the.
I don't think you can.
Not, not unless they're actually just, it's a new build. If it's a new build, then of course you would. All right, so what I think what we've come up with so far then is we, and I guess I'm gonna just put it on the agenda for the next meeting. For the next meeting, because we're certainly not going to get there tonight. We want to look at the prioritization criteria. And in conjunction with that, we want to also look at the map and identify areas where there have been changes since the TSP was adopted. And then somehow we'll start matching the individual projects against those things. Is that, in a nutshell, kind of encapsulate what our approach should be on this?
It doesn't have to be anything too, I mean, we're talking about budget, we're talking about this list, and it's just a reality. This list is.
The budget doesn't match the list.
Yeah, so it.
There is no budget.
Part of us in terms of making recommendations is.
Well, it does require that. You want to say that a sidewalk project, right, or in that case, then transportation budget will have to provide for a sidewalk. That means something else would get done.
Does that mean?
Or the other option would be that our monthly transportation fee increases and that delta goes for a sidewalk. So, that says, okay, we got a reason. I'm going to pay $11 a month. What is this? $1 a month? $10 a month?
Gotcha.
Anyway, it's a number.
Yeah,
it's a number. Considering the demographics.
And those earmarked for improvement projects or for maintenance?
Can't remember.
That is the street fund.
Street fund.
Yeah. So it can.
It was just sold as a region. Right. It's been used for the matching on the bill.
Okay, so there's no real restriction.
But yeah, maybe do some number crunching. What if you raised it? Maybe this is right. Raise it 50 cents a month, $1 a month.
And if you could maybe ask Tittles prior to that next meeting again for the template or another city that prioritizes. Is it worth seeing view? Do you know of other cities that have your?
I don't recall.
Split of your.
No, no cities aren't going to want to do that. Because I mean, someone's going to come up and go, oh, we can't spend it. We got this that goes directly for the sidewalk, but now we got street falling and we don't have any money. So most cases would refuse to want to do that. I'm just saying.
I do know that Oregon City, because I live over there, their commission dedicated like
They do
200,000.
Yeah, we had that conversation because you brought it up. Your sidewalk.
Oh, you're talking about
the sidewalk, and you could
assistance for sidewalks that are buckling or whatever. Yeah, I'm the one that raised that because I had to dish out some big bucks to her.
What's my sidewalk?
So once we kind of grind through the process that you described, can we make, you know, our overarching recommendations that we want to move out of this committee to council include a recommendation for 200,000 a year be budgeted for sidewalks?
That could be what comes out of this. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think there's an expectation that we're going to respond to public requests for sidewalks improvements and so.
If I want to know what doesn't get done, we don't increase the revenue. I want it. It's not.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's.
That's a decision we have that we, we're gonna make a recommendation. Oh, I know what's not.
Right, like.
On that list.
None?
Yeah, it's on this list.
No, no, no.
You mean the trade-off.
I mean the trade-off.
Yeah, I mean the street. It's all fully.
Oh, you're only fully for two sidewalk and not native.
Yeah.
A lot of my.
What street gets taken off by us or whatever.
Yeah, and I have one question for Eric too. So there's down Rosemont, there's one lot here that's a tear down right now.
Right.
You've seen that. And then if you go around the corner on Summit, there's, I think, two lots or one or two lots with a tear down there. So can you let us know if that has any implication on sidewalks? Because those are totally tear downs. So what's.
The one here is a vacant lot.
Is that the one on the corner where they took?
It's not quite.
Right by the daycare.
Yeah, right by the daycare.
Yeah, that's what he was about. That was a tear down.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe the other one's vacant.
The one on Summit.
I think the one on the Summit was a vacant lot.
Yeah.
That's part of the fire reason.
Okay.
Something was it?
There was, used to be a reservoir there.
Yeah.
It was planned.
Yeah.
So could you just confirm if there's sidewalk dollars gonna be generated from those two permits?
I'm pretty sure the partition will build the sidewalk. I don't know about.
The individual. So we'll have a little.
Oh, there's a sidewalk.
Right.
If they did build it, yeah, we have a little sidewalk there. Now, that kind of raises another question in my mind on Skyline next to the new water reservoir. The city owned of the property, then they tore down the house after the construction was done. And now there's, I don't know, a bunch of houses going to go in. They're prepping to put it out. But the sidewalk is already there. Mm-hmm. So do they have to pay for sidewalk or do they get it free because it's already there?
So that's a tricky situation where we got into the development business of the city because we still own the lot.
The city owns those lots?
Right now, they do. We purchased the homes, like you said, when we built the reservoir. Right. We marketed the lot. Icon bought the single lot and built that house.
Right.
They were in talk to buy the other lot, but then they backed out. And anyway, we couldn't sell it, and so Lance was like, well, let's just do the improvements. And then we'll sell the property already developed. So we're in the process right now. We finally got the improvements done. We're trying to, I think we had a survey done. We're trying to get a plat reported. So then.
So how many units will go in there?
How many do you want to get in there? Because with that house build.
Oh, middle house.
It was designed originally out of four.
Okay, but that's what I was wondering.
But each one of those you can split for the four plus
right.
So 16?
Yeah.
There's some money.
So the there. Question remains.
Well,
so the price is so a lot you paid for the sidewalk there, and you're hoping to recoup that in the sale of lot because it's hey, here's a developable space ready to go.
And the reason that there's no sidewalk in front of the reservoir is because there was no sidewalk on the other side of the skyline. So instead of doing it there, we did it all the way down to the
nice connect up to the other, which makes sense.
By the park.
That was a good point.
No, that was a great project. Yeah.
Okay, so boss.
Oh,
no, but well, so.
He still has attention.
Nope, I'm done. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I guess, Eric, the question would be, our regular meeting would be, well, this is already later this month, the end of this month. Does that give you sufficient time to hunt down the prioritization that supposedly exists out there and for us to take this on at the next meeting?
So we,
well, you said you're not going to be here.
Well, that doesn't mean you don't have a meeting.
I'm not going to be.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be here.
Three.
At the next meeting.
And I'm going to be out of town also.
What's the date?
Wednesday of April.
I think it's 24th.
Yeah. So you have the last Wednesday, 24th?
Yep.
I don't know. And so Jeff, you'd have to chair that meeting.
We're gonna report, Ken.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what.
There's five of us in this committee?
There's six. Six. Remember Carl Turner.
Oh, yeah.
Resigned.
Bring some more people to join.
Was it something we said?
But I don't know what Evan's schedule is. He's the only member that isn't here tonight. And it'll take four of you to be there.
I have it on my calendar.
And Tom, you know you could be there?
Yeah.
And Jeff, you know you could be here?
Yep.
So I guess it's just a question of reaching out to Evan and making sure he can be here. Then we can tentatively schedule that April meeting and then find out if Evan can make it. And if not, then we just have to cancel it. Our ASAP is not do it.
Or is it worth tabling it?
Well, that's
reschedule it.
Now?
So that you all can participate.
Yes. So would we postpone it and then until June? It would mean June would be the next regular meeting after April. Because this is a special meeting. This isn't a regular meeting.
Right.
So if the April meeting doesn't occur, then the next regular meeting would be June 6th. June 26th. And I'm here.
Yeah, me too. June 26th.
Can I ask you a question? Remind me about the budget cycle for the city. When does that?
Should be adopted.
Oh, and they start going.
Yes, it should be adopted.
It'd be adopted.
About when?
It should be adopted by then.
Okay. About by June. So.
Because we're just in year one right now.
Yeah.
So we adopted it again. Yeah, you know, budget.
So they don't have a budget.
So.
Not until next year.
Oh, not
until next year. Okay. Right. I'm just trying to make it clear.
2025 is the next time. So that
would be. That's right.
Fair enough.
So maybe it's just best to just go ahead and plan on meeting, our next meeting to be June 26th.
I may not be here for that one because we're going on the seaside for 4:30. We may leave a little early. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's what we can get down for a one. Yeah, a lot can happen between now and then. Who knows?
Yeah.
How's that set with the rest of you? You okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, I only wanted to get on this earlier because we had people that were late. So, earlier or late, let's do it right.
Right. Right. I mean, man, we don't have a magic wand that's going to make any of these projects happen. It's just,
it's most.
Okay.
Would it, just wondering with these maps, would it help to make an addition to show kind of the boundary of the safe routes?
No.
Okay. Around the school.
Oh, I didn't even realize there are boundaries for the safe routes, huh? Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I would. That would be helpful.
Because it's one of the criteria I remember on the sheet.
Yeah.
Yes.
The memory of that.
I just thought it was great.
If somebody finds out in the meantime, send it out to us.
That would be helpful. And if they're not already on there, if there's, you can, does that show the location of the schools and so forth as far as,
okay. And I guess, if somebody has a chance to call in some of our neighboring cities to see if anything, everybody's got this issue, so yeah. What are they doing? This helps to copy somebody else. Get wild and crazy, if I was looking to see what Portland's doing. They're putting sidewalks everywhere.
So they are.
And they actually are really cleaning this. They have a lot.
All right, then. I think we're in agreement. We will meet again on June 26th and we'll resume this discussion. And look to Eric and the staff to generate some more information.
Strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, first and foremost is find it, crack down whether there's a actual set of criterion for prioritization.
Yeah.
And Kinson should be able to answer that, I think. So,
Okay, let's see, on our agenda, general capital project updates, Eric, anything to report there?
Still plugging away on design for the Cedar Oaks sidewalk. I think we should have final plans soon on that, hoping to go into construction this summer. And then the work is ongoing, ramp it up down at Fields Bridge Park. So there should be sidewalk down there real soon.
What about Salamo Road? I know they've done the overlay now, but the multi-use path itself is.
Yeah, we were going to do the. A few weeks ago when we had some weather, they wanted to do the path. And kind of lessons learned from that Main Street group, if you notice, everywhere where we came back in and planted a tree, there's like a little dip in the asphalt, and it's that path is designed for it's permeable pavement, so it's all open graded aggregate underneath, and so as soon as we dug around it, it would undermine. And so I was like, get the trees in first and then pave. So that'll be coming the next bit of good weather.
I see that they put a root barrier, I think, for every one of those trees.
Yeah.
Is that customary? How was that? That's
yeah, we did that down Main Street as well.
Yeah. Okay.
But it didn't help the undermining.
Okay. So that's really about the only thing left to do, isn't it? Is to pave that, pave the path itself.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're going to, the roundabout is going to require some redos with the concrete down there. So,
are you talking about 10th Street?
Yeah, down right after it was open, there was a big heavy haul. Low boy came in through there and tore up a bunch of the concrete. Really, I think the concrete was too green when we paved. We didn't allow it to cure soon enough. Mm. So, and then there's an inlet, I don't know if you've heard over there, as you come from the west, there's a catch basin right there. And it's unfortunately, it's the dip and it's right in the wheel tracks. And the way they poured the curb, it comes to a point next to the catch basin, and that catch basin keeps getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's damaging the curb and tires. And so we're going to have to have a little bit of getting ready. It's Icon Steel. It's not us. Yeah.
Back to Salamo Road, there is going to be an activated pedestrian crossing right there at Barrington.
It's
just not operational.
It works. It's just we didn't have there's no crossing.
No, there's no crossing yet. And I think they're going to need to put a connecting sidewalk then from the curb on the Barrington side, the curb up to the existing sidewalk. Because there's no, you cross onto grass at this point. So there must have to be another short connecting sidewalk.
I think there's a piece that goes diagonal.
Okay.
And that part is still a bit lagging behind with the construction, with some undergrounding. There's those poles are going to maybe have to come down with PGE. And so there's some work to do.
Well, it's just the way I see it happening is anyone that's going to be crossing, you're right. There's sort of a circuitous way to go to actually get back onto that.
Yeah.
I think people are just going to need to go straight up the little hill there to get to that sidewalk. Yeah. And okay.
Question about those pedestrian activated lights by the high school. Are those owned and run by the high school?
No, they're ours. They're made. We pay the county. We don't have a lot.
It seems like number one, high school kids don't push the buttons. I almost never get touched. But when somebody does push the button, those things will run for days after somebody pushes the button.
Yeah, I don't know what are they at that weekend. I drive by there.
Not today. Not today, but it could be tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's internet, you know. Sometimes I'll come through through midnight when they're not too long ago, they're flashing on.
Well, let us know. We email the county every once in a while. Sometimes they don't work at all.
I wish the kids would learn to use them.
I had a question.
And the parents.
Did I hear something about the down by 83, that retaining wall or the roundabout? There was a cost overrun there or something that's going to impact road maintenance dollars for this year. Is that true?
So there was an overrun, a change order amendment to the IGA that we had in the school. And so we weren't planning to do a road project this summer anyway. So those dollars can be allocated to that along with some of the remaining go bond money.
Okay, so there was no road maintenance scheduled for this.
We're trying to catch up and get our water lines replaced, so then we're going to start with smart stuff.
Which I told you.
All right, so.
So it's not that we're not doing less, we're just not doing it this year. We'll do it in the next budget.
All right, are we done with the capital project?
Anything else under capital projects?
No, I think we.
Okay. Yeah, so that takes us to a general discussion announcements.
So I went to the open house on the project along the river. And man, that thing was well attended. I want to get down 20 minutes to 2. It starts at 1:30 and it's packed. So there's a lot of interest in it. But it has a lot of transportation issues involved. And it seems to me it's a committee we got to have a presentation at some point. What's going on? We got to opine on. I mean, some of it's part of our Willamette Falls plan that we recommended and got adopted by the council. But there may be some other transportation options that come up as a result of that. And we got to hear about it anyway if you don't even give an opinion on it.
Was that because there's two things, right? There's the Willamette project, and then there's like 43.
It's a waterfront.
Thank you.
Yeah,
waterfront
project.
Which is kind of broken into two or three districts.
Yeah, I can ask.
I mean, this may be too early because they're just gathering community information at this point. I don't know where they are, but before they solidify the solution.
Well, and the city's conducted a survey.
That's part of the outreach that they're in right now.
Right.
I was actually looking up while you all were discussing how to prioritize sidewalks. Something that Wilsonville is doing, and I need to look into it and learn more about it, but it's a TriMet program called Transit Oriented Development, TOD,
TOD,
that would be interesting maybe for council to discuss with both the projects actually because of their location. I mean, more 43 more is transit oriented, but the waterfront could be too, and we need to consider that. But it's just kind of a way of planning and visioning that factors in close living and kind of density and retail and commercial and mixed use, all oriented around transit access.
We did that work for a long wide rail line. That was the talk.
Becomes
stuff.
So it's kind of.
Is this something that tends to increase your density so you can make transit more profitable, right?
Yes.
People are going to ride it and use some.
And that would be the forerunner to maybe a TriMet line.
Right.
And yes, but also to entice development, commercial development, which will then bring in more money to our budget. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I see is a priority for council from this conversation. Okay. We need to find more sources of money for the city.
All right. Anybody else have anything to contribute before we adjourn? Nope. Good job. All right. All right. Then I'll meeting adjourned. And
thanks, Matt.
See y'all in June then.
Yeah. Summertime.
You're right.
You know how to walk tonight. That's going to rain.
2026, Jesus, we're just almost at the summer, even in the locks.
Just ask it.
Oh, interesting.